state revenue collections in July increased more than 7% compared to the same time last year. Total revenues were $1.3 billion, an increase of $90 million compared to July 2011. The big gain came on the back of increased individual and corporate income tax collections. Despite the strong growth, Alan Essek of the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute says Georgians shouldn't get ahead of themselves.
1 month is not a trend. The 6 months prior to this, growth was relatively weak. It wasn't all that great. So I think it'll take until we get 3 months' worth of numbers in, we'll have a better idea of kind of where we are in this fiscal year.
Last month, the governor called on all state agencies except the Department of Education to cut 3% from their 2013 budgets. Essek says it reflects a cautious approach to try and build back up reserves while leaving the governor options if the weak growth numbers return.
Our reserves are at dangerously low levels. Our credit rating depends on growing those reserves. So we need revenue growth of closer to 8% to both fund the budget and grow the reserves at some decent level.
Last year's revenue growth was in the 4% range. The governor's revenue growth estimate for the coming year is a little more than 5%. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.